Hello, welcome to Module 2. This is for English 1101, your PDA course. The procedure for this will be that I will go through the required work first, then we'll back up a minute and go over what this course is really about in this module. So we'll talk a little bit about the writing itself and talk about some strategies and techniques to help you succeed. So first of all, let's look at the required work. Read Chapter 3 and Chapter 4 in Steps to Writing Well. That's your required textbook. Then, in your journal notebook, complete the exercise entitled Practicing What You've Learned on page 63 of Steps. Then, view the classed video on coordination and subordination. That's basically grammar. Then, complete the appropriate practice test. Complete the mastery test on coordination and subordination. Now, let's go over to Module 2 and let's think about what Module 2 is really about. It's about body paragraphs and transitions. Understanding what these are and how to write good ones is really critical to your success in writing good essays. So let's think about paragraphs in your essay. Each paragraph in your essay should, in some way, relate to the thesis statement. It should contain a major point of the thesis. And the topic sentence should contain a major point. Be sure to support the topic with relevant details. Paragraph flow. Think about the paragraphs and how they flow together. They should flow in an orderly way. Logically, they should go from sentence to sentence, thought to thought. There should be a smooth sequence of paragraphs. So then, in this, you will affect successful persuasion. You'll be very successful if the opinion expressed in the thesis is valid. So let's think about one possible paragraph in building our essay that we were thinking about earlier about the perfect dining experience in the Colony, New York diner. Part of the Colony diner experience is the coffee. Not fancy, just a great cup of joe. So let's think about how to craft good lead-ins. A good lead-in is a transition. So let's think about this. What makes it good? It could be an intriguing statement. It could be a shocking statement, a question, a quotation or a literary allusion, a relevant story, joke, or anecdote. It could be a description, emotionally presented, or a factual summation. Here's an example of a good lead-in. They say that tastes and smells trigger the most intense memories. Now, okay, think about that sentence. How does it intrigue you? How does it make you think about what's going to be coming up next? How does it make you anticipate the next steps or the information? They say that tastes and smells trigger the most intense memories. So basically, you're talking about something evocative that makes you anticipate and want to read the rest of the essay. Let's talk about crafting good conclusions. A good conclusion is often a restatement of the thesis. It's often also an evaluation of the essay's subject. It can be a call to action. It can also be a statement about the essay's broader implications. Or it could be a warning based on the essay's thesis, even a forecast based on the thesis. So here's a potential conclusion for the essay on eating at the diner. Instead of worrying about the fat, sit back and relax. Enjoy your classic diner experience. So that could be basically a call to action, right? Don't worry about the fat content. Don't worry about how you're ruining your health with your breakfast. Just sit back and enjoy your classic diner experience. This is the end of Module 2, so I will meet you back in the same place in the PDA for Module 3. Thank you very much.